Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report. I am Dom Knight, coming to you from the great state of New South Wales, election capital, this coming weekend.
Yes, it's a thrilling nail biter. Can you remind me who the candidates are again, Dom?
And that's Charles Firth. Are you in Canberra now? It's the wrong place. That's not the political capital today, Charles. You're in the wrong jurisdiction.
I'm in Canberra because our sold out show is we played here last night, but it, obviously this is recorded on Thursday afternoon.
Yes, so. And I mean, you have done much better at getting voters into a room than I suspect the candidates would on Saturday, but for the law. And Charles, I was looking back. There was a very helpful article in the Saturday paper which charted the scandals of the past 12 years of the New South Wales government, the also known as the O'Farrell, Baird, Berejiklian, who's the current guy? Perrottet government. There have been a lot. I'd forgotten how many there were.
Yes.
There were heaps.
I know. It will. I mean, you've got to go back to the bottle of Grange hidden in the bushes. Do you remember that one?
Was that Barry O'Farrell's bottle of Grange, or was there more than one? There may well have been multiple bottles of Grange, knowing this government.
There were a couple of bottles of Grange, but only one brought down a premier, and that was a 59 bottle of Grange. And he claimed that he'd forgotten that somebody had given him a 1950. So commonplace was his acceptance of 59 bottles of Grange, like 1959 bottles of Grange.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been $59. It might have been $1959.
It completely slipped his mind that this... What was it, a property developer or something?
Someone gave him a bottle of Grange to celebrate his election win, and then he misled Parliament.
Yeah, well, then, so he claimed, no, I don't even remember that. And then somebody produced the thank you note, thanking him thanking the person very effusively for this bottle of 59 Grange. So,
yeah, I mean, I still feel sorry for Barry O'Farrell. Imagine the amount of stuff you get given as the Premier of New South Wales, the amount of... He probably had 20 bottles of wine just that day.
Yes, that's right. Yes. From all the coal miners who want corrupt coal mines, all the property developers. I mean, list goes on. But I think that was good. I think that was a good thing because it allowed a whole new generation of corrupt liberals to come through. And not just liberals. Let's just be clear. Like nationals, all the Labor corrupt people were in jail at that point.
Oh yeah,
and a lot of them still are. Actually,
by no means is this unique to the coalition. Yeah. They're just the ones who've been in government and therefore had the money. I've got the list here. Do you want to read some of the ones we might have forgotten? There's just an awful lot.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah.
Do you remember John Sidoti, who was the member?
We should do
for Des Moines.
We should do a bingo. Can we do it as a bingo?
How would that work? So ICAC investigation of his property dealings moved to crossbench. I mean, it'd be so hard to distinguish him from all the other people where ICAC has looked into their property deals and they've had to either resign or move to the crossbench. It's a lot of them. Then there was Gareth Ward. He's actually running for re-election in the seat of Kiama. Yeah, he is. He's an independent, an involuntary independent. He was former, I think, community services minister. And there were... He's still facing charges over alleged historical sexual abuse. But there was also the incident where he was found wandering the streets of Potts Point naked. Mm. And he claimed it was due to surgery. But then the cops took him back to his apartment. And then apparently an hour later he was out there again in his underpants.
Well, I think the problem is that is common to happen when you've had too much
surgery. You've had too much surgery.
Oh, surgery.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You just go
If you mix if you mix the surgery drugs, quote unquote, with the 59 Grange, you end up in your underwear wandering around King's Cross.
Not that we want to suggest twice. That's what happened, because that would be libelous, and he probably needs the money for his campaign. Yeah. So the Gareth
can
Ward,
can you launch a liable battle from jail?
I'm sure Eddie Abid would know the people who could do that for you. Then who else? Oh, there's so many. So there's him. Then Michael Johnson. There were several sex scandals. I don't even remember. He was a Nationals MP. And he
wasn't there. No,
he
had
a sex scandal.
You've skipped about five, Dom, because remember in the weeks following Barry O'Farrell suddenly remembering that he'd been gifted this bottle of Grange. Then a whole lot of other libs also.
Oh yeah,
suddenly
I actually did. I skipped because I was doing some research. I skipped the first ones because they were so long. I'm only doing ones from the last 10 years. No, there were lots more early on. That's right.
What happens if people are listening to this wanting for the historical record? and to get a really accurate historical, like we're the Wikipedia of podcasts.
We need to be thorough. I'll just look up Mike Seckham's article here, A Brief History of Liberal Party Scandals. So Steve Canstall was the first. This is a guy in 2005. After a speeding offence.
No, 2005 is too early. That's
This is what he did in 2005. Within 6 months of Barry O'Farrell's election victory in 2011, his Nationals MP resigned because back in 2005, after a speeding offence, he had somebody falsify a statutory declaration. And Charles, the feeling was that that was incompatible with being Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister for Police.
See, isn't it interesting...
Faking a stat deck.
How far standards have dropped, even in the last 10 or 15 years, because... I don't feel like that would be a hanging offence under a pair of
pants. Oh no, that would be a mere
Nazi
uniform of a
Oh, you know how to fake stat decks? You should run our election campaign.
There's a guy called Jeff McCloy who handed over tens of thousands of dollars in cash from the back seat of his Bentley here. Chris Hartcher,
a Bentley,
had a staffer who set up sham invoices. Do you remember that?
I love how in touch these candidates are. The backseat of his Bentley. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That common scandal.
And they washed... This was to try and get around the ban on donations from property developers. And they washed it all through the Free Enterprise Foundation. And that took out 10 MPs.
Yes.
So I'm glad I went back and checked, because that was no less than 10 MPs who got kicked out.
Wasn't Arthur Sardinus one of the great survivors out of that scandal?
Was he the Australian Water Holdings one? There are so many of them. Because there were Liberal figures in the Water Holdings scandal too. I know.
Yes.
Yeah, Arthur Sardinus is in the list here.
Yeah.
And he was found not to have been corrupt. He just got 200 grand a year for not doing... He just got a good gig. Doing 200 grand for not doing very much. And even Mike Seckham here says that O'Farrell's demise was unfortunate because he hadn't done anything for the... So if the person who gave him the grant didn't get anything for it because he just forgot it existed, he presumably had such a well-stocked cellar that it just went up the back behind all the other bottles of Grange and he forgot about it.
I'm really regretting not running for Parliament now.
You should have. What about
Greg
Pearce was the finance minister. He'd wrongly claimed travel entitlements and turned up drunk and incoherent to a late night parliamentary debate.
Are we getting to the point where there's no longer any people in New South Wales who haven't been a disgraced Liberal MP at some point?
It's getting up there.
Like, are we running out?
Charles, like, that's very unfair. A lot of them are disgraced Labor MPs.
Yeah, that's true. And what about a National Party? Because wasn't Daryl McGuire... we haven't even got to the sort of...
No, that's coming up here in the list. Charles, as Donald Trump would say, there are bad people on both sides of New South Wales politics. So, yes, Gladys Berejiklian came in. But we didn't know. So she was in minority by 2021 because so many people.
So wait a minute, who came? So wait a minute. Mike Baird was there.
He was a rare one because he didn't lose his job as premier due to scandal.
No,
he tried to ban greyhound racing.
Yes,
and they did him in.
Yes, but also
animal cruelty is in.
The amusing detail about Mike Baird was that he resigned abruptly, claiming that he desperately needed to spend time with his family, and literally within a few weeks, desperately claimed he needed to go and work at the NAB full time.
That was the family he meant. He meant the his banking family.
All right. I thought it was like, oh, I didn't realize what family life actually entailed. I might go out and get a job.
Well, then there's Daryl Maguire with the property business, and Gladys Berejiklian claimed quite convincingly, in some respects, that he was so full of shit that when he was telling her about all these deals that he had lined up, that they were all rubbish.
Yes,
this is the man she secretly loved.
Well, this was the funny thing where. Because it was a little bit convincing because ICAC released all these recordings that were secretly recorded of their sort of intimate chit-chat. And, you know, Gladys's excuse, which is, well, he told me about all these crap deals and I did go, oh, yeah, that sounds great, congratulations. But I was pretty bored at the time. Right, and then you listen to the conversations, you go, she does sound a bit bored. Like, I can sort of imagine...
Totally.
You know, she probably was scrolling through her social media while on speakerphone
I don't mean to be unkind, but it's not unlike...
And also, you look at Daryl, but also, Dom, just let me complete my thought. You look at Daryl and you go, yeah, you would just... He's just eye candy. Like, you just want him for the sex.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
None of the medical advice contained in the Chaser Report should legally be considered medical advice. The Chaser Report.
You don't want him for the conversation.
Yeah. Shut up and kiss me. Don't tell me about your deals, right? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. But also, hang on. Can you just... Sorry. This is a very bad rundown, Dom, because you've also skipped the little moment where the Labor Party reared its head just before this, which was that John Robertson, who was the opposition leader at the time, gave a letter of commendation or recommendation to the guy the terrorist who held up the Lindt Cafe. Don't you remember that?
And I do remember that.
He had to quickly resign in disgrace. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but so Charles,
I think you got to include that just for balance.
To be clear, this is the coalition list. The Labor Party even in opposition, I'm sure, is absolutely massive. Yeah. So there's Daryl.
The internet doesn't have enough space to be able to have a podcast about the corruption of New South Wales Labor.
Charles, we'll do it next week if Labor win government as is predicted. So there's that. Look, there's so many more of them. There's the Labor's Trish Doyle in 2021 used parliamentary privilege to, and I'm quoting here, alleged that a coalition MP had raped an MP in the Blue Mountains in 2019. The same day, there's no link necessarily, Charles. It's just this is how they're reporting it in the Saturday paper. The National's Michael Johnson announced he was taking leave immediately and stepped aside from Parliament. Then there were hundreds of explicit text messages between Johnson and an unnamed sex worker in which he offered her $1,000 to come to the Parliament. Isn't that what you're supposed to do in federal Parliament, in the prayer room, not in state Parliament? It gets so confusing.
That was sullying.
So he resigned. Yes. No charges were laid, though. There are so many more. There are so many more scandals to go. We haven't even mentioned the words John Barilaro yet, Charles.
Well, this is the thing. Like, John Barilaro, you know, he did that trade job thing where he tried to appoint himself as a trade envoy. But before that, and I don't think this is corrupt, this is just like his character, which is that he threatened to split the coalition and bring down the government because the liberal side of the coalition weren't allowing him to drive koalas to extinction.
That's right.
But the deal wasn't, oh, okay, John, you're going to have to back down. We want koalas. The deal was, okay, John, you can go and kill your koalas. It's all right. We'll find somewhere else for them to live.
It was called the Koala War.
The back down wasn't from him. Like they went, fair enough. You want to kill koalas.
You've got a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't make an omelette without killing some koalas. That's what I always say. John Barilaro, I didn't know this. They've got texts here. So Victor Dominello, the former, he's still a minister, I think, but he's leaving at the election, member for Des Moines. Mm. He suggested in 2020 the idea of mandatory cashless gaming cards, which is now the policy of the party at this election.
Yes.
And John Barilaro texted him after that saying, "You're seriously a dead set dick. Do your fucking job. What about looking after your stakeholders like Clubs New South Wales?" So, and that policy is now the policy of
it's all the
party.
Yeah. I mean, if only John Barilaro were there looking out for the gaming companies and clubs.
He could have done for the gaming companies as trade envoy in New York.
Well, luckily Chris Minns is in the pocket of them, and it looks like he'll get elected. So
Charles, he's not in the pocket.
Fear not.
That's really unfair to our possible next premier. Chris Minns is not. He wants to do a study, Charles. There are 86,000 pokies in New South Wales. He wants to do a study into 500 of them with a cashless game. Because how do we know if it's a good idea to cut down on problem gambling until you try it?
How do you know whether measures that are designed to cut down on gambling will cut down on gambling? Like, you just can't. You can't jump the gun. It's like all these measures against murder that they've got. You know, the banning of murder. You've got to run a study. We should actually just. We shouldn't have laws against.
You've got
murder
to check
because no one's ever studied whether they work.
So if you just murdered 500 people, then you'd get a sense. Then okay, so then this list features we talked about already: the hunt for the Perrottet brothers. Mm. You've also got Peter.
That's right.
Peter Poulos.
Is Charles Perrottet still on the lamb? Is he?
Charles. You've got the wrong Perrottet. There's a lot of them. It's very Charles Perrottet is the one who conveniently lives in Victoria, so can't be subpoenaed. And Jean-Claude Perrottet was the one who disappeared and turned out to have been overseas on an extended break, which ended shortly after we entered the caretaker period. He'd had enough of overseas life and came back to New South Wales. Just because, you know, trips end sometimes, Charles. They end. And so did the inquiry when we entered the caretaker phase. So we haven't even touched
on... Do you think that maybe... Can I just suggest a strategy here that I think that the coalition have employed since 2011, which is they went, let's just be so corrupt all the time that it becomes really confusing and you can't possibly keep track of all the different corrupt things that are happening.
Well, that's why the Perrottets are useful.
And so people just...
There's so many of them.
Yeah,
that it's really
that's
hard.
Right.
I mean, apparently even the people... serving subpoenas couldn't keep track of all the Perrottets. just to finish the list off, and this isn't everyone, but just the Mike Seckham list here. Of course, there's the Nazi party costume, which still may come out on election eve, by the way.
Oh, I've got a hot tip. I reckon that'll come out. That'll come out today. It'll come out Friday, 24th of March.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
The only thing is, I've heard the photo includes other prominent libs. So that's why.
And how could it not?
And because it's a sort of
that was all his mates were young liberals.
And because it's an internal factional battle that's going on that means that photo's going around. Because there's an internal battle, it's actually no one's interest to release the photo because they're from both sides of the battle.
So then there was Peter Poulos, who got kicked out of the party and off the ticket after classily sharing explicit photos of, and I'm quoting again, a female Liberal MP, and they disendorsed the Wyong candidate Matthew Squires over social media posts that were homophobic, Islamophobic, and anti-vax. Apparently,
I would have thought that.
I would have thought
that would be a reason for his endorsement.
I'm astonished he hasn't been picked up by One Nation at this point. So yes, it's basically Geoffrey Watson who's interviewed here about all this. The former head of ICAC, Geoffrey Watson from ICAC, basically wants minority government, so no one has any influence to peddle.
Okay, so
which I think, you know, I can
looking forward.
So that's the coalition side.
Looking forward, Dom. Mm. What is your bet on how many days it'll be into the Labor government that the first minister has to resign in?
My tip is sworn in the morning, resigns in the afternoon. the same day.
Okay.
I mean, Labor's... So you're saying, don't forget, Charles, Labor's been in opposition for 12 years. They've had not much to do.
Yes.
They've had no influence to peddle. Yes. But they've had plenty of time to sort things out. And they've been ahead in the polls for months. So if you wanted to buy an MP, you'd think that you would have been able to find one for months now. And they've been flying under the radar. Okay, even Chris Minns has been under the radar. No one knows who he is.
I'm gonna go a bit differently. I'm going to say it'll be a good 6 weeks before we get our first resign in disgrace.
Ooh.
Because Labor have learned. They had so many ministers go to jail last time they were in government. They have learned how to cover things up and be a little bit more discreet. Don't just explicitly do a deal about a trading mine and release the details on Christmas Eve and think it's all going to go under the radar. I think it's going to be, they know how to do it this time. This is a competent team.
If they're seasoned pros, you think? Okay. So, Charles, if Chris Minns wins government on Saturday night, and my tip is it's probably be a minority government, I think faced with the choice between these two extremely similar 40-something Catholic men who like jogging, I think it'll be a minority government. But if Chris Minns wins, we should send him a $19.59 bottle of Aldi wine. And see if there's a... And keep the thing...
Brange. It'll be called Brange.
Because you always want to have something.
A bottle of... Yeah. A bottle of Bunter Valley Brange from Aldi.
Yeah, because you always want to have something over the Premier. That's basically the guide to life.
Okay, well, good luck tomorrow. Happy voting. If you exist in anywhere other than New South Wales, I have no idea why you're still listening to
this.
Let's
just be really clear. In the interest of balance... Are Labor going to be net worse or net better than the coalition? Because the old Labor government was far worse than the coalition. Although, to be fair, it was in their fourth term that things really started to happen. So if Perrottet comes back, we can look forward to an incredibly entertaining next 4 years in South Wales.
I think somebody said that the last Labor government was the most corrupt government in Australia since the Rum Rebellion. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
You've got to give them points for that. That's almost an... proper achievement, really.
They certainly deserve to be remembered.
Yeah, look, I'm definitely watching Labor. I just want to. I'm definitely going to vote Labor, definitely at the next election. Mainly because my sister lost for the Labor Party in the seat that I'm in, and I can't wait to see the look on her face if Labor wins that seat back without her.
Charles, do you know where she is, by the way? If a parliamentary inquiry needed to find her. Do you reckon you could do a better job of tracking it down than Dominic Perrottet did with his two brothers?
No comment. I do not comment on family matters.
Except for the entire episode of the podcast.
Our gear is from road.
Except for the entire episode of the podcast about how
gear is from road.
We're very jealous of his sister's success.
Our gear
to that one. That's a good
is from road. We're part of the Iconoclast Network. See you next week.
Enjoy the election.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.